Learning the laws of Shabbos, we're in the middle of Siman Resh Samach, which was discussing the proper preparations that one should make before Shabbos.
Yesterday
we were learning the laws of Rechitza, of bathing, and also it brings down that on Erev Shabbos, one should be involved in Legalech HaTziparnayim, that one should cut their nails. And it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll discuss whether or not this is actually practiced. It's worthwhile just hearing this to know that there actually is such a custom. It says that when a person cuts their fingernails, in which we know that there is a element of tumah that is directly attached to one's fingernails, their hands. We see this certainly when it comes to washing in the morning, that it's necessary to remove this tumah by washing our hands three times each hand. And therefore, there's obviously an element of tremendous koach atumah, tremendous powerful impurities that are attached to the fingernails. Therefore, he says that when a person cuts their fingernails, lo yitul osin kisidra, you should not cut your fingernails in order. V'yaschil b'smol b'kemitza v'yamin b'etzba v'simun l'zeh, and he gives a simon. He says that when it comes to your left hand, the fingernail that you're supposed to cut first is the kemitza, which is the ring finger. And afterwards, he says, after you cut this ring finger, you will then go to this finger, the pointer finger. And after one does this, then you go to the thumb, and then the middle finger, and then finally your small finger. And therefore, what ends up happening is you're not cutting at any point any of your fingernails in order, starting with this finger, the ring finger, pointer finger, thumb, middle finger, then the small finger. And he says when it comes to the right hand, it's the opposite. You begin cutting the pointer finger, then the ring finger, and then afterwards he says the right hand, you would cut the thumb, the middle finger, and this finger. So therefore you're skipping the entire time. And even though this is what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, it's worthwhile hearing that this is what some people do. He says, "B'tashbeitz kosev shemaram lo diktek b'zeh." The maram was not particular in this law. The chen kosev al ha'ari, the Arizal also did not follow this tradition. Mikol makom yesh lezaher l'chadchila. This is found in the Mishnah Berurah. That l'chadchila, a person should be cautious if they're able to remember such a halacha, that when they cut their fingernails, it should not be done in a straight line. And not only that, the Mishnah Berurah previously says another interesting fact about cutting one's fingernails. That there are those people that will not cut their fingernails and their toenails on the same day. And that they will not just cut their nails on any particular day of the week, but they will dafku wait until Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov to do so. But nachon sheyachlutz min haraglayim biyom chamishi, some will cut their toenails on Thursday, umin hayadayim biyom shishi, and their fingernails on Friday. And this is what the Gemara says. Isa b'Gemara tasarif siparnayim chosid, a person who takes the nails which they cut off and they decide to burn them, that is considered to be a chassid, someone who is very particular to make sure that no one could ever be physically harmed. Person who's karvan tzaddik, if you take them and you bury them in the ground, your fingernails, that is a tzaddik. Zarkan rasha, if you take your fingernails and throw them on the ground where people can walk over them, you're deemed as a wicked person. And this at least then was shema tavarleh and isha muberes v'tapil. That a woman, however we understand this, in the time when the tumah had tremendous power, a woman walking over these fingernails had the ability of actually having a miscarriage. However, he says, b'mesa medrash dul shchichi nashe, in a place where there's a base medrash, there's not a lot of women, o base ha merchatz, sh'aso yirak, or chatzas ha'anash v'chud, where only men go to such a bathhouse, mutu Israel. You don't have to be so particular with the throwing of nails. And it's an interesting halacha, which not all of us are familiar with. I want to go through one more halacha found in, which is this short siman, something which we're very familiar with. He says, kishes samacha chashecha. When a person is coming close to sunset on Friday night, yishul anshi beso, b'loshin raka, yisartim, yiraptim, hifrashtim chala, v'yormalahem hadlikos aner. So these are things that should be asked. Did you take off the tithing for the food? Otherwise, if you didn't take off miser, then you can't eat this food. Did you make the Erev? And did you separate the chala? As well as lighting the candles. Rav Makom Shein Masrim in Sarchlom or Isartem says the Ramah, if this person generally does not take off tithings, it's obviously not a question that one would have to ask because it's not something which is practical to you. And not only that, the Mishnah Berurah says, as far as the word Eravtem, how often do we say? We say every Erev Shabbos, did you make an Erev? So he says, V'makom she'in derech lahaniach eruv v'chatzeros, ki'im be'erev Pesach, erev Pesach. If a person doesn't make an Erev Chatzer, which is in order to be able to carry in outside, v'gam eruv v'tchumin, an Erev Tchum, so you can walk beyond the 2,000 cubits, ein darko haniach in sarach lomer. Of course, you don't have to say it. One point that the Mishnah Berurah makes is that you'll see, as we say this in B'mem Madlikin, Yisartim is a question, Yiraptim is a question, did you do so? But when it comes to Hedlikos Aner, it's a statement, it's not a question. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us the name of Rashi. The reason why it's not a question, did you light candles, is because that's a little bit more obvious. De'ein shayach she'ela. It's not something which is warrants a question. Da'roa shlo hudlok. You only just look and you see the candles are not lit. And therefore, that's the reason why it's not asked the question. Instead, you're saying, light the candles. Furthermore, what you're trying to do is to let them know, let the person who's lighting know that it's time that Shabbos is coming. You should light in order that you should refrain from doing work. Now, the two interesting words that are thrown in here is beloshen raka. It has to be said in a nice language. The Mishnah Berurah tells us ki hechi delekabli mine, that if you speak kindly and sweetly, then your words will be more willing to penetrate and to be accepted. A person should not instill a great level of fear and awe and trepidation in one's home. Shemitoch hayira he machalan Shabbos u'machil adam davar ha'aser lo uvoin l'day kama averos. Is that if a person instills such fear, then they're probably will be chil Shabbos, because they'll know that if you come home and the food is not prepared, so you're going to yell, so therefore they'll be mechal Shabbos in order to make they'll cook on Shabbos. And they may take the tithes already on Shabbos if you're going to be very, very an angry person. And therefore, because you're machbid and so particular, you're going to end up causing a tremendous amount of sin in your home. And in conclusion, this reminds me about 20 or so years ago when we were learning in my high school this Gemara, which is also a Gemara which is connected to Chanukah in the second chapter in Shabbos. My Rebbe asked a question preparing us for a test. He used to ask us all these different questions. And he said, what are the three things you're supposed to ask in your home before Shabbos begins? And everyone was so enthusiastic and excited, and we were all screaming and shouting out the answers. Sartim, Eravtim, Helikos Aner. And the Rebbe just kept saying, no, no, no. And we were shocked. We had no idea what he was talking about. We see the answer right in front of us. So we said, Rebbe, what's the answer? And he looked at us and he said, Sartim, Eravtim, Helikos Aner. Because the idea is not just to say it, but it's also how you say it. Rabbi Chananah min haHeretz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah Mitzvah Shenemar, Adonai Chofetz Aman, Tzidko Yadu Torah V'Yad.